Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Did you see Zach Greinke barking out signals from the mound last night?
Yeah, basically telling his catcher what he wanted to do.
Yeah. I mean, and then he induces a pop out
to get out of the inning.
Yeah. I mean,
he basically said
it doesn't get any more entertaining than that. That's
he
just
basically
fantastic.
Said, "Let's just do what we do, right?" In essence,
right.
Let's just stick with the game
right.
plan. And with no fans, you know, everybody can hear. Regardless of what you think about Zach Greinke as a dude, he's kind of a baseball treasure.
He is.
With how he
is. That's a great way of putting it. Yes.
And he has.
I like Zach Greinke.
He has won a lot of games. I saw the number before we came on the air since he left the Royals. And I know wins and losses sometimes is misleading when you're talking about a pitcher and how effective they are. But I want to say he's over 60% win rate after leaving
the
Royals.
I think that is correct.
Yeah.
He's just something. He's fantastic.
And he sets in the stands in between innings. Like, he social distances from everybody. So he sets in the stands.
he's just a different cat, man.
He is a different cat.
He really is.
Yesterday it was announced that by his son, Bill Yeoman, Bill Jr., said that his father had passed away at the age of 92. For those of you not familiar with Bill Yeoman, former standout lineman and teammate of Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis at Army, and he went on to the University of Houston. And I didn't realize this. Bill Yeoman basically invented the veer.
Right.
It was a kind of a knockoff of the wishbone, but it was a triple option running attack. We ran the veer. I ran the veer 2 years in high school and had no idea. That,
wow.
Yeah, we ran the veer. And it was, for no faster than I was, it was still a pretty fun offense to run if you ran it right. And you didn't have to have, and of course, this went on for quite a while in high school and in college until the spread came along, you know, and the run and shoot or whatever. But the veer, you didn't need huge linemen. You really didn't need to be super fast, although if you had a couple of fast running backs, it certainly helped. But the back in the day at Pitt State when Dennis Franchione was there, they ran the veer.
Yes.
And I don't know if they've won a national – I think they've won a national championship since.
No, they did.
Yeah, but they won one back
oh,
then.
Oh, I don't know.
The veer
since
too.
They won one with him, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And Bill Yeoman, RIP, invented the veer. And he recruited black athletes before any major program in the state of Texas. And they famously, or maybe infamously – beat Tulsa 100-6 in 1968 under Bill Yeoman.
And during the time that he was there, from the mid 60s or 70s and through the mid 80s, I think about 80, whatever. But they won, like, they were a force in the old Southwestern Conference.
Yes.
I mean, they won championships in the Southwestern Conference. So
they won it in 1976 and finished 10-2. They were number four in the country in that particular season. And they won three other Southwest Conference championships under him.
So, that was they were influential. And of course the Southwestern Conference ended up dissolving, and you had Arkansas go the way of the SEC. You had the four Texas schools go the way of the Big 12, and but Houston, back in the heyday of the Southwestern Conference, which was one of the best conferences in the country, they were one of the better teams in it for
a
period.
I'd have to do some research. God forbid I do that. But did John Jenkins, he didn't immediately follow Bill Yeoman, did he?
It was
somebody else, and then John Jenkins, and then that's when they implemented the run and shoot and started murdering people through the air instead of on the ground. But the timeline of the coaches there, it's a little bit fuzzy in my head. But, yeah, that was – it's funny. They scored 100 against Tulsa running the veer, and they scored 95 against SMU running the run and shoot with David Klingler and Andre Ware and guys like that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Kind of a neat evolution at the University of Houston. So rest in peace, Bill Yeoman at 92. I didn't realize this, and maybe it was by design, that not until a column by Bill Plaschke in the LA Times did he reveal that he had COVID-19. And I don't want to, certainly don't want to get into, is this a big deal? Is it, this is just the flu? I'm not going to get into that. But to read the column of Bill Plaschke will, I don't know, read it. It was something else. Bill Plaschke, if you didn't know, he's on Around the Horn. He's 61, Around the Horn on ESPN. He's the guy with the goatee that's gray, and he's bald. So if you saw him, I know you'd know who he is.
Oh, yeah,
if you don't already.
Sure.
You'd recognize him, yeah. But during in the column that he wrote in the LA Times, which is what he does, I'll read part of it for you, and how absolutely scared to death he was because he had it. And it wasn't just because he had it. It was the symptoms. And I'm quoting now. My temperature hovered in the upper reaches of 102. It felt like my head was on fire. One night I sweated through five shirts. I shook so much from the chills I thought I chipped a tooth. My chest felt like LeBron James was sitting on it. My fatigue made it feel as if I was dressed in the chains of Jacob Marley's ghost. And I coughed so hard it felt like I broke a rib. Now, he's a writer, so of course some of these comparisons and analogies are due to him being a really talented writer, but I get the feeling that he wasn't making any of this stuff up and just wanted to, I don't know, just drive home the point of how scared he was or how serious this COVID-19 can be. He thinks he got it. He got it in July. So he avoided COVID for all these months, but tested positive at the end of July, battled symptoms for a week, and now is quarantining while he recovers. And he thinks he got it by having either one or two socially distanced, his words, outdoor meals with friends late last month. And he continued on in his column, nobody tells you about the dread. From the moment my doctor phoned me with the test results to the moment I am writing this column, I've been scared out of my mind. Unquote.
That's horrible.
It really is. So
that's really horrible.
And Bill Plaschke's a funny guy, and if you enjoy that, to me is only really one of the few shows left on ESPN that's watchable. Pardon the interruption, and Around the Horn. I enjoy both. They're different shows, but
agreed.
Both pretty enjoyable, and you can have sports talk takes without yelling at each other. And around the horn does that. And Bill Plaschke, I assume when he comes back, maybe we'll tell a little bit of his story on the show. But I just stumbled across that column within the last day or so. And it kind of brings you back, you know, like if you think we're in the clear, for example, I'm sure I won't speak for Bill Plaschke, but he didn't get this until the very, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, you know. And so just when you think you've social distanced and behaved as much as you need to, maybe do so for a little while longer because you just never know. I mean, I guess that would be my only message.
Just crazy, isn't it?
Reading that column from Bill Plaschke will scare you a little straight, I think. But
by the way, Shane, you got me to thinking on the Houston thing, and you're right on target. The amount of guys that have come, listen to the list of guys who coached, starting with Bill Yeoman at Houston. Jack Pardee
is a guy I was thinking of.
NFL Hall of Famer. John Jenkins, the aforementioned, who totally changed the way that they ran their offense and started throwing the ball around. Mm-hmm. Art Briles, Kevin Sumlin, Tom Herman, now and then Major Applewhite, now Dana Holgorsen. I mean,
pretty good pedigree.
That's pretty good stuff right there, man. That's a lot of guys that have won a lot of football games at a place like Houston. So there you go. A lot of tradition at Houston.
Yeah. And makes you wonder where they're headed under Dana Holgorsen. That was wasn't a leap for Houston, but it kind of was for Holgorsen, don't you think? I mean, going from West Virginia.
I thought so, yeah.
Going from West Virginia.
I thought it was a curious move.
Two there, yeah.
You know. And it's not as much West Virginia v. Houston. It's more Big 12 American. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's kind of like you're in a Power Five. You're in a difference-making. And Houston can be a difference-making program. I don't want to make it. Because the Americans produced that in Central Florida and Houston, they've produced difference-making programs. But it's not a difference-making league for football. It just isn't. So, that was a very curious move.
They can be this year.
Mm-hmm.
If they go ahead and play football, which it sounds like Mike Oresko wants to do, then maybe there is that step that they take or, you know, puff your chest out and have an opportunity. It's going to be a weird year no matter what, but with two of the quote-unquote Power Fives postponing football this fall, the American, all right, here's the stage is set for you a little bit more. Maybe a little more spotlight on the American if we end up playing. All right, before we get to OTD, Brad wants to weigh in on the hotline. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
Good morning. Hey, Shane, nice to hear your voice again. I missed you. Hey, I heard you guys talking earlier on the app about you leaving your wallet in the drawer next to where you usually put it. I think I've got you beat on the dumbassery scale there.
Uh-oh.
Can't wait.
All right, so hold on to your butts. Here we go. So I'm in the Navy Reserves. I went down to Oklahoma City to drill, stayed with a buddy in an apartment, and we go out to go get beer like sailor buddies do. At a liquor store. So go get beer, have our fun that night, wake up the next morning, can't find my wallet. Where is my wallet? So we tear his apartment apart, tear his car apart, tear my car apart. We checked the dumpster outside of his apartment. I was in the side of an apartment dumpster.
Nice.
Digging through the trash, couldn't find it. We had to wait until later on in the day to continue looking, and then we thought maybe, you know, let's just call the liquor store. Maybe I left it there. Yep, left it there right there on the counter because I was distracted.
Well,
I think I found.
Well, now that would have been my first call.
Well. Yeah, or would have gone back there if it were at least proximal to the apartment that you were.
But I'm glad you found it.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate you listening.
There's bad panic when those things happen.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's just not good. And I hear you. The dumbassery remark was totally right. Believe me, that's exactly how I felt. Totally like a dumbass. But a relieved dumbass, I might add.
Well, how about a little heads up from the liquor store clerk? Hey, here's your wallet. Whoa.
Yeah, you no know, kidding. Before help I the guy get out a little bit.
Right. Hook a brother up.
I mean, yeah, come on. For goodness sakes, that's just not being locked in.
Right.
OTD's coming up next. Superior Rents brings it to us. It happened on this day in sports, and it's coming up next right here on Sports Daily.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.